Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Mountain Boy Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MTB, and on the OTCQB under the symbol MBYMF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Lawrence Rolston. Now, Lawrence, I wanted to quickly touch on a news release that came out last week on May 25th. It outlines the exploration program that is planned for the American Creek Silver and Gold Project in the Golden Triangle. Now, this was a main focus of the company in last year's drill program. This year, from my understanding, you're getting on the field essentially starting this month in June and hope to have drills turning, or a diamond drill turning, by more midsummer. What I saw in the news release is an initial, let's say, 1500 meter phase one program. Give us a bit more insights, please, into the goals and strategy around this exploration program this year at the American Creek Project, please.
Hey, Corey, appreciate the chance for an update here. Yes, the work will focus on the American Creek Project. We'll be in the field, as you say, in June. And we're going to spend a few weeks doing some very detailed field work and get set up to continue the drill program that we started last year. Last year, we wanted to get more holes into the area around the high-grade zone. We started off at Wolf Moon and some of the other targets, and by the time we got to high-grade, it was late in the season. We got cut short. We only got two holes into that, and there were big step-outs. So with what we learned from that drilling and other work in the area, we're in a much better position this year to locate those holes. We're going to start closer to the known high-grade zone where the 2006 holes cut multi-kilo silver values. The problem last year was logistics. We couldn't get a drill pad where we wanted it to be able to drill in closer to that zone. But this year we've got some experts coming in that are going to get us a drill pad. It's a steep, difficult location, but we'll get a drill pad where we need it. We'll do smaller step outs. We'll work out from the known high-grade zone. So we're in a much better position to get the results this year that we really need to show that there's something there. We will also be testing some of the targets further out from the high-grade zone. But that will be our primary focus. We'll have an XRF machine on site, so we'll get a pretty good indication of what's in that drill core as it comes out of the ground. And last year we got in a real bind because the assays were so late coming back from the lab that a lot of time went by and we didn't have the real-time readout on what we were seeing coming from the drill core. So this year we'll have, as the drill is coming out of the ground, we'll get a good indication of what's in that drill core. So on American Creek, we're in a tremendous position to continue the drill program that we started last year, and we're very excited to get that going. We'll have the drills on the ground by midsummer.
Okay, so using the RFX or using the XRF gun to hopefully kind of alleviate some of the pain that was waiting for those drill results to come out because of the assay lab slowness. Now, you mentioned smaller step outs from the high grade target. What are you approximating these step outs to be compared to also last year and the step outs you did in that drill program?
Well, last year we were more or less 100 meters away from the known zone. And, we need to do more work to fine-tune exactly where we will aim that hole. But it'll be more in tens of meters, not 100-meter kind of distance away from the high-grade zone. So we'll be much closer to the known zone and therefore in a stronger position to be able to extend that known high-grade zone.
And it sounds like the drill program then this year all still very much focused on high-grade. Is that fair to say?
Yes. Everything we're looking at around the Mountain Boy is based on these veins that have produced very high grades in the past, and that's our intention this year, is to continue going after veins that are showing indications of a very high grade silver and secondarily gold with lead and zinc credits.
So if you're going to be drilling from different drill pads, is there any permitting updates or any changes to the permits needed?
No, we're fully permitted to do all the work that we've planned for this year.
Okay, let's also talk about this Telegraph property. You and I discussed it a few weeks ago when the news was announced on May 10th. Now, you came out saying that this has the potential to be a porphyry copper gold deposit. What work is being done there? What work is planned for that Telegraph property, please?
Well, Corey, as you say, porphyry potential, we've got all the ingredients. We're right in the heart of an area with porphyries literally all around us. We've got the right age rocks. We've got the structures. We've got kilometers of copper and gold values on surface. 230 square kilometers that we have consolidated for the first time. Work has been going on that area since the early 1970s. At least 50 companies have carried out work on what is now our property. And until now, all of that information is in individual reports from those various companies. We are, for the first time, pulling all that information together. We've got a team of four geologists right now working flat out to compile the information, digitize it, get it into a proper database. It's going to give us a fantastic starting point to begin the summer season. Now, just really briefly recap the history. Work was done in the early 70s, focused exclusively on copper, and they outlined a large area with copper potential. There were four holes drilled in 1972. The results were never published. They were drilled by a European company, and they never published the results of those holes. We haven't seen the results. But there were two holes drilled in 2014. A highly regarded expert in Golden Triangle porphyries has suggested that those holes were on the edge of a substantial porphyry system. So we've got a lot of indications up there. Now, really important point, the property that we now have, before we consolidated it, the main target zone spanned two properties that were held by different individuals, one of them going back to two individuals staked the property in 2004. So it's never been looked at as one unit before, and that main target area clearly goes right across. It's more or less centered on the boundary between those two properties. So we're very excited about being able to pull all this information together and for the first time look at it on a comprehensive basis.
And just to clarify, you're not planning on drilling this year at that project, right? It's still this work just to compile all this old data from all the companies that have worked on it and further isolate drill targets for next year?
That is correct. That is correct, yes. We could rush out and identify drill targets and you know, but we'd much rather do it in a slow, systematic basis. We'll compile the information. We'll ground truth it over this summer. We'll extend some of those targets with further field work. We're probably going to be doing some geophysics on it that will help us tie together all these different indications, anomalies, showings, prospects, and give us a clearer overview, big picture.
Okay, so then that's the overview from American Creek and the Telegraph property. The company does hold six projects in the Golden Triangle, though. Any updates you can give us on the other projects outside of American Creek and Telegraph?
We will be doing further field work on all of the projects this year. We will probably drill on the BA target this year. We've got some targets identified. We've got permits in place. We want to do a little bit more confirmatory field work, but there's an extension to the known mineralized area where we've seen pretty good gold values on surface. So we want to do a little more confirmatory work there. And if everything checks out, then we're hoping to do some drilling on BA in this field season. We'll be doing further surface work at Southmore this year, and we'll have a geophysical crew up there. Well, it's just a matter of them being able to schedule and work out the logistics, but we're hoping over the next few weeks to have geophysical work completed on Southmore. On Thea, we got that very high-grade silver value last year, which extended a historic zone to a total of 500 meters. So we want to get out there again this year, see if we can extend that further, do some more sampling and mapping on that zone. So it's going to be a very busy season for us. A lot of activity planned with work already underway, as I say, with that data compilation at Telegraph.
So how much cash does the company have to move through the programs, all the programs for this year?
Well, we've got about $3 million of working capital at the moment. And we've got a program laid out right now that will see drilling on two projects, field work on the other projects, the geophysical program, to be able to do that with the working capital that we have at the moment. So if the opportunity is there and we can raise further capital at a good price, I think we would entertain that and allow us to extend or expand on the programs that we've already got lined out.
Okay. Lawrence, thanks for the update. And full disclosure, I do hold shares in Mountain Boy Minerals. We'll follow up as more news hits the market. And in the meantime, keep us up to date on future news here, Lawrence. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. We'll get those answered for you. And again, follow up as more news hits the market. Lawrence, I appreciate the update. Thanks for your time this week.
Appreciate you following up.